Lee Brice had a big weekend this past weekend. When you sent me that text, I thought it was your concert and he came out.
Yeah.
That's right. Why I was so like super uber excited.
Man, I'm not like quite Justin Timberlake.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
You're not going as viral as Justin?
No, but I mean, it was Garth's show. So that, but I tell you.
What were you doing there?
Well, okay. So I had a show in Foxwood, like, which is about an hour and a half away on Friday. Saturday, the day of Garth's show, I had planned to go do this Make-A-Wish thing. So I went and saw this kid, and it was like in between where I was and then Boston. So then I was like, well, heck yeah, I have never seen Garth do more than a memory live since I wrote it.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I haven't even seen him play since 1997 when I was, and he was my hero, he still is. So all this time on the road, I've never been able to stop my life and go see him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now that I have the opportunities to. And so I was like, I'm going to see his show.
Did you text him and say, hey, I'm on my way?
Yeah, I can't text him. I don't know his number. Oh. But we did know one of his folks, and she took care of us, and she was like, hey, yeah, he knows you're coming. It'll be all cool. We'll go. He wants to say hello backstage, and he's always that way, you know.
Yeah.
So I was so excited to do that and then just watch the show, and we're hanging out, and he's, like, doing this normal meet-and-greet thing, except, like, just, like, 10 of us in a room. He's in his big blow-up, like, marshmallow orange ice jacket and sweatpants and untied shoes and a beanie on his head. And he goes, hey, so you feel like working tonight? And I was like, what?
Dude.
I mean, I was like, what did you say? And then he continues the conversation right after that with, you got to remember, my brain's going about a million miles an hour at this moment. And he's like, you know, because the folks next door, I'm not sure really what he meant, because it was like a blur after that. But he got into it. I go, oh, he's about to make a joke, like they need somebody to wash dishes or something, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Mess with me, because Garth's a funny guy. So, but he continued on saying, well, they were saying, it's on Twitter, that they'd like to see you sing, so why don't you sing Memory tonight? And I was
Garth,
like,
is asking you to sing.
I was like,
a song you wrote that he sang.
I was like,
did you think what? He was kidding still?
Yeah, well, yeah. And then I go, dude, you're kidding, right? And he goes, no, actually, he's like, and I'm going to make sure everybody knows in the audience that I'm dropping Shameless off the set list to do more than ever. And I was like, no, dude, you can't do it. So it was really, I mean,
I saw the video. Me, you dude, were like, dude, it looked like you were overwhelmed.
I was.
Like, just like, I, your body language was this. I just.
Well, it's the truth. Garth Brooks' stage. I mean, his stage is, you know, amazing. I'm on big stages all the time. And so it wasn't that. It was just the fact that it was Garth. And it doesn't happen. He doesn't bring up. I saw his promoter the next day. And his promoter was like, man, I was just talking about you. A great job last night. And he goes, dude, he said, I've been with Garth since 89. He said, I've never seen him bring up an artist on stage on like his indoor show ever.
Wow.
And I go, well, I'm sure, surely. And then like 15 minutes later, we actually got on the plane and he came by. He goes, I made a mistake. He's like, Billy Joel. He got Billy Joel
you
one time.
And Billy Joel.
And now look, I literally don't know if any of that's absolutely correct or anything, but I do know that it's not like he does it very often. I was just so flattered. So I was up there, and I'm usually a lot more animated guy. But I really was just kind of like, wow, I'm like up here, humbled on Garth's stage, and I didn't know what he wanted me to sing. All he said, you just want to sing the song, and I didn't know if he was going to sing a verse, if he wanted me to actually sing a verse, or just stand there, or what. So
you didn't rehearse it at all?
No. And I ain't sang the second verse.
Did you have to play with his band, or was it acoustic?
With his whole band. They just started playing the song. And he goes, go.
Is it in the same key?
No. And he does it completely different than my version. And I have only been doing like the first verse and first chorus recently in my show, just kind of a medley of songs that I do in my acoustic set on my show. Well, so I haven't done the second verse and second chorus in like 2-3 years.
And that they went there, they kept going.
Oh yeah. And I'm like, Garth, I'm like, so as we were walking out the room and he had just asked me, I go, so I haven't seen the second verse, second chorus in a few years. He's like, I'll do whatever makes you comfortable. We'll figure it out. Never heard another word about it until they pulled me on stage.
Oh my gosh. So that makes me nervous.
Oh, bro, I was so nervous. Okay, so I got out my seats. They pulled me during Trisha's little thing and her set, and they pulled me up to get ready to go on. And my mouth, you ever woke up and you couldn't swallow? You were so dry.
Yeah. Yes.
Can't, literally can't swallow until you get something in your mouth.
Yeah.
So I was that way right before. My mouth just went like that right before I went on stage. And I was like, are you kidding?
Has that ever happened before?
Not really.
Wow.
And so I saw a bunch of like half-empty water bottles sitting around, and I just started grabbing them. I'm not sure whose they were. But
you are kidding.
Oh, dude.
You're drinking crew water.
Yeah.
You need to go get tested. It's like four people might get that, maybe.
Lee isn't gonna sing, but he does have a guitar.
Am I gonna sing?
I mean, no, listen, man.
What about your little medley? You said you were doing the medley for.
So there's a medley I could do a piece of. But like, okay. So like, yeah, I do a medley in my show, and I do more than a memory.
Like the first
piece of, no, what I do is I go. So I kind of talk about my first year out, 2007, when I first got out on the road, first single out on the radio, and I'm like, hey, so. This is my first single, and I don't really play it with the band. I haven't played it, but I do She Ain't Right, And so I just kind of go into a verse and chorus of that, She ain't right, she ain't right. She ain't right, she just right for me. And I'm kind of done. They go, oh, yeah, we like it. And I go, okay, so 2007, something else happened, and I'm like, one of my heroes recorded one of my songs, and I'm like, my phone rings one day, and I tell the whole story about the airport and I was going through, I get a phone call, and it was Garth, and I was like, are you kidding me, Garth who? And
you're really Garth Brooks?
It's like, I was like, Garth who? As if, So then I had to hang up the phone. I'm telling this story on the stage. I walk around. So I had to hang up the phone on Garth, get it through security, call him back. He says, man, I really want to record this song, if it's all right with you. That kind
of
thing.
If it's okay.
Yeah, and I want you to hear the recording and make sure you like it before I ever let anybody. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah. And so, then I go into that, I'm like, well, so here it is. It's something. So then I had to sing this the other night with a dry mouth, kind of like I have right now.
In front of his crowd.
Oh, my
God. Who were there to see Garth, not Lee Price.
I know. It was funny when I walked out, that they kind of yelled and clapped for me a little bit, and he kind of looks up and looks at me and he goes, well, obviously, you guys have met before. His whole
God, that's so Garthish.
So you guys have met, huh?
That whole thing. Yeah. With the crazy eyes. He does
I was
that.
Like, man, I was on cloud nine. So I'm like, if people say she's only in my head, it's gonna take time, but I'll. Say I need to get on with my life. They don't realize when you're dialing six numbers just to hang up the phone, driving across town just to see if she's home, waking a friend in the dead of the night just to hear him say it'll be all right. When you find the things to do to not fall asleep, 'cause you know she'll be there in your own dreams. That's when she more than a memory. And I just stop, and then I go into a Crazy Girl after that. So that's kind of my acoustic melody medley on the road. But
dude, that was awesome. I didn't want you to stop.
Do people ever look at you and go, wow, you don't look like you'd be able to do that?
Yeah.
Because you don't. You don't. I'm just being honest with you.
You look like one of us.
You look like well, we could all be we all look like we're brothers.
Yeah, we actually do.
We all look very similar.
You two look more like twins. And I'm like the older, a little bit better looking brother.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who's trying to show us the way.
It's like every famous person. You ever see like Ashton Kutcher's brother? You go, almost. But
who's the who's got the fugly brother? He's always in everything.
Well, dude, look at Kiefer Sutherland. He has a twin. It's the weirdest
thing
you've ever
seen. The Wahlberg brothers.
Like the Wahlbergs.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Who's that guy who's in Waterboy? Ron Howard's brother?
God.
He's all like, Ron Howard is kind of, he ain't the best one either, but compared,
Yeah, well, it's, I'm not the prettiest man, but I like to sing pretty songs. So.
Well, thanks for dropping by, man. Congrats on the Garth thing. That's huge.
That's big, man.
Yeah, man, it really was special.
Please tell me somebody has it like on really good quality video somewhere.
I don't know about that. I know that all I have is John Stone was videoing for me.
You don't get it from the sound guy. They record all that.
Yeah, but you know Garth, he doesn't like all like video stuff being taken and stuff. So I'm not gonna mess with that too much.
What are your feelings on that? I know you got to get, but what are your feelings on people recording your shows and uploading them? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
To me, it depends on who you are as an artist. If you know, it's like John Mayer came out and he was like, you know what, download all my music, I don't care, for free. And so that started that whole Napster and all that kind of stuff and free music and people downloading your stuff for free. And like, but there's that two-way.
I'm not talking about the downloading. I'm talking about concerts where they.
Well, it's kind of the same thing. It's like go to a concert and it's now the reason Garth, he doesn't want his concert. Like he wants that experience to only be able to be gotten if you go there. And there's something to be said about that. But then there's also folks that are kind of coming up, you're like, hey, spread the love, you know, video. So, yeah. I mean, I guess it's just who you are. I mean, mine, I wish they wouldn't because I just, you know.
Sound is always a little off whenever they record it on their phones anyway.
I was just saying I need to lose about another 30 pounds.
Stick your chin out, man. Just stick your chin out. Stick your chin out and turn your head.
Turn your head a little bit.
What is wrong with
the
Lee?
Above angle.
He's always real funky. Like,
why does he? Does he have a crook in his neck? Does his neck hurt?
Lee, thank you, man. Party on.
Okay, love y'all. See you soon.